word for our consideration this morning. God's word to lift us up. God's word to nourish us and strengthen us on our path of life with God and with Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. It's from the second lesson, from the epistle lesson, first lesson, first reading, first letter of Paul, the 12th chapter of the book of Corinthians. Now, I want you to think about this church in Corinth. They went through a lot of problems. They were trying to figure out who Jesus was. They were trying to figure out who they followed, if it was Apollos or Paul or something other than Jesus. So Paul is instructing them. And so he comes to the 12th chapter in his first letter, because these Corinthians are arguing over who is the greatest. Who is the greatest with the greatest gift? And Paul reads them basically the riot act. He says in his letter, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. So you see, the Holy Spirit has a lot of work to do. And so buried within this text are Paul's words. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. So far, God's word for our consideration. And I want you to think, as we think about this text, I want you to think about yourself. I want you to think about being a child of God, redeemed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And I want you to think about your entire life. Specifically, you know, as Jesus teaches the Corinthians, he teaches them about body and about being part of the body. And I want you to think about your physical makeup and what you do in life. And I want you to think that you are an average person. An average person every 24 hours of your life. Your heart beats 103,680 times. You breathe in 23,040 times. You inhale 438 cubic feet of air. You eat 3.5 pounds of food. And drink about 3 pints of liquid. Whatever the weather conditions, your body maintains a temperature close to 98.6 degrees. But if you're like me, my average temp is 97.1. Yeah. I'm a little cold. When I've felt like I've had a fever coming on, and I take my temp and I tell Karen, I says, it's going the wrong way. That's 96.1. But usually it's 98.6. And in a daily venture in this world, you walk about 5 miles. So even in your sinful condition, you are a perfect being. You are a perfect specimen of life. And being as a perfect specimen of life, we wonder how God is going to use us. Even though we're alike, even though our heart beats and we breathe all this air in, even if we walk 5 miles a day, even if we do all these things, we're still sinful creatures. We still have not conquered sin. And even though we haven't conquered sin, God gives us the Holy Spirit to work in us. Paul says, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the power of the Holy Spirit. No one can work or serve in the church or in the community without the Holy Spirit. The Spirit draws us together. The Spirit brings us here to hear the Word of God. And the Spirit uses us with the gifts that He has given to serve the church, to serve each other. I've often said that Dave has a very good job, something that I cannot do. Okay? Yes, he takes the little diskette and he goes and he puts music on that diskette, but he plays the diskette. And this morning I heard him play on the keys. He's got a talent that I don't have. My dear wife, I cannot come up to her level. She's got the gift of hospitality. You know, Apostle Paul tells about the degrees or the varieties of gifts, and in the 12th chapter of the book of Romans, he tells us about serving, teaching, witnessing, speaking, being those gifts. And in Galatians chapter 5, he talks about the gifts of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, all those kinds of things. You see, he talks about the gifts, and he has given those gifts to us. And some may have the same gift. Some may not have the same gift. Some may be able to witness. Some may be able to play the keys. Some may be able to sing. And oh, by the way, Karen can pick out the good singers in this congregation and lead this congregation. If those two young ladies wouldn't be with us, we wouldn't be able to sing very well. Karen can pick it up. And she says, oh, that certain person wasn't in church. We did a terrible job of singing today. And you see, that's the gift. That's the gift God gives. God gives so many gifts. And I'm seeing a farmer here. God gives the gift of being a farmer. Okay? I don't have that gift. And you know what my lines would be if I was put into a tractor with the cedar behind me? I would go like this. I don't have the gift. But he does. God gives gifts. I see a trucker. God gives us a gift to be a trucker. Again, I don't have that gift. I'd be a terrible trucker because I'd want to sleep in the middle of the day. And you see, God gives these gifts to build and encourage one another up. Yesterday, I saw another gift that God gives in action. There were a couple ladies that were behind the counter and having the gift of arranging the food yesterday. It was a beautiful arrangement. Again, I would be kind of cumbersome. And there was one Sunday that I was, or no, it wasn't a Sunday. It was when I had the clergy here for the circuit meeting, and I had to bring the communion, the wine out, and I was pretty shaking when I was up there doing communion for the guys. It was, you know, I don't take to pouring very well. I don't have that gift. It's kind of sloppy. But God gives us gifts. Each and every one of us has a gift of the Holy Spirit. And what does God give us these gifts for? To share Jesus. And I talk about Gary Tease. Gary's got the gift of presenting Jesus to a group of people. He remembers names. He has that gift. And he remembers who he's talking to. He'd meet you, and he would remember your name when you go out of church. He's got that gift. See, God gives us so many gifts. And it's by the power of the Holy Spirit. This Spirit is given to us to draw us to the Word, to draw us to Jesus. And this Holy Spirit gives varieties of gifts. So the gifts that you have are given to you by God. And the Spirit increases the ability in you to have that gift and to use that gift as you witness of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I want you to think about that. And this is a fable of a few years ago. See, all of God's people are needed. And all of God's gifted people are needed. An ancient fable describes how the animals of the forest organized a school. I want you to just put this on and kind of think about this. The curriculum was included running, climbing, swimming, and flying. And each student had to be proficient in all subjects so that each could boast that he was able to do everything. Okay? The duck passed flying and swimming, but was poor in running. The rabbit was the top of his class in running, but nearly drowned in swimming. The eagle took top honors in flying, but could only hop, not run. The raccoon climbed well, but fell on his face when he tried to fly. Finally, all the animals realized that each had their own unique talents and that the whole forest was better off if each used and excelled at his own gift. I want you to think about that at church. There are some pastors that are very proficient in playing piano and playing organ. You get me back there to play, I wouldn't know how to do it. I don't have that gift. There are some pastors who make hospital visits but don't have that gift. They want to stay as far away from the hospital as possible. When the ambulance brought Joanne 2 days after she was born to the hospital in Grand Forks, North Dakota, I called up a pastor. He doesn't normally make hospital visits. He has his vicars or associate pastors make hospital visits. But he came that night. Just to this day, I can't figure out why he came, because he never made hospital visits. He always made the excuse that he had only one kidney. That's no excuse. So I don't know why, but the only thing that I can think of is that God, through his power of the Holy Spirit, said to that pastor that he needed to go. He spoke some very, very hard words for us to hear as Karen and I are sitting there in the waiting room wondering what's happening with our daughter. He said, you know, Jesus says these words, if you love son or daughter more than me, you are not worthy of me. If you love mother or father more than me, you are not worthy of me. Those kind of words kind of hit really hard. And he was using that to tell us something that God wanted us to hear, as difficult as it may be, that Joanne was God's child, and whatever happened to Joanne was to his glory. And so he came. God drew him with that gift of speaking out those words to us. God uses you in this congregation with the gifts that he has bestowed upon you to draw other people here so that all people can hear about Jesus Christ. You know, a lot of people want to point to all these kinds of signs that Jesus talks about, that he says that you will hear wars and rumors of wars and terror and all this kind of anarchy. But he says these words, until the word of God is shared with all people, then the end will come. He's using you with the gifts that he has given you to share Jesus and his eternal word so that all will hear about Jesus. In Christ's holy name, amen.